The United States has a reputation for providing costly and often unwanted end-of-life care. Though, as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, the first international comparison study finds that America isn't as terrible as previously thought.
Compared to patients in other developed nations, Americans diagnosed with cancer do spend more time in the intensive care unit and get more chemotherapy in the last months of their lives. But fewer patients are in the hospital when they die, and the overall bill, while high, isn't the steepest. That honor goes to our northern neighbor, Canada.
We found that end-of-life care in the United States is not the worst in the world. I think that surprises a lot of people.
That's Zeke Emanuel, a medical ethicist at the University of Pennsylvania. Partly due to high costs of care, he says, the U.S. has made an effort to create alternatives like hospice.
We've had 30 years since passage of the hospice benefit for Medicare in which to develop these interventions, and we've done a very good job, and it's not as well developed in other countries.
Penn physician and first author Justin Beckelman says the study results show that, contrary to popular perception,
end-of-life care is not the main contributor to higher health care costs in the United States.
The priority, he says, is always to provide better care, not necessarily cheaper care. But as we move away from the traditional model of charging for each service to a more holistic approach, superior care at a lower cost is likely to follow. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.